Are you looking to start a food business online? Well, this video is going to be so informative because I'm going to give you 5 reasons why you need to open a food business online in comparison to the traditional brick and mortar retail, and I'm going to get into it right now. I'm going to go over 5 reasons why being online with your business or wanting to open an online business will outweigh any brick and mortar business on almost any occasion. And I'll give you 5 reasons why, and I'll tell you my own experience as to why I say that. Right now, in this day and age, as much as that may be an overrated statement, this day and age, you can literally open a business online in a very small fraction of the amount of time it takes to do a brick and mortar, to create a brick and mortar business. You could start one. I got my store up and running, literally my website from start to finish, getting the skeleton, getting the back part of it set up. I did it in less than 2 months. And it was literally set, ready to go. And in some cases you can get some super basic stores up in literally less than a week, okay? Once you have an online presence, here are the 5 reasons why an online store, if you're selling that like a retail product, some services do understand that there are some things, obviously, that will never be able to be done online. If you're a mechanic and you're fixing cars, obviously you can't fix them over the internet. I got that. But the bulk of retail stores and a lot of service-ended products, if you're doing anything from accounting, if you're doing things that can be done in an office and then resent to your client or to your customer, there is a lot of benefits to having just an online presence and never having a retail store or any of that thing ever, okay? Obviously, number one, 24/7. When you've got an online business, okay, you are open every single minute of every single day, unless you obviously put your store on some type of vacation mode and you take some time off. It is open 24 hours a day. While I sleep, I am still making money. My online businesses with my candy and snack stores that I have online, they are just a small fraction of the different sources of revenue that I have. And of course, as many as you may have seen numerous YouTube videos and people explaining about multiple sources of income, this is one of many sources of income that I actually have and created over the past several years. So being open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, will beat out any brick and mortar business, which is traditionally open from, you know, 8 to 9 or 8 to 10. You close up and then you reopen the next day. Now, the drawback to a brick and mortar business, if you're in retail, unless your name is, of course, Walmart or Whole Foods or any one of those, if you're just starting out and you don't have a brand, you don't have a big company behind you, you rely on foot traffic, okay? And if you're not in a very busy area, location, 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 as you know, if you're not in a place where you've got a lot of foot traffic, you're not going to make a lot of money, period. Okay, I don't care where you are, but if you're not in a place that draws a lot of foot traffic from either surrounding businesses or you're in the middle of the most busiest intersection on the planet, you will not be successful with a brick and mortar, okay? Because you are relying on the people walking through your front door. This way, you're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you have the entire planet, basically, the entire planet, at your doorstep, ready to buy a product from you online, okay? So the cost is considerably different too. If you look at the cost of opening a brick and mortar, when I started my bakery and I had gelato, we sold gelato, we did panini sandwiches, freshly baked breads, over 30 types of cookies, pastries, you name it, we were doing it in our bakery. When we opened that and did it kind of as an experiment, because I had actually never opened a retail location myself, me and my wife started from scratch. We literally had to go in and gut out the place. We had to paint it. We put in a lot of time and effort in that. We had to put the countertops in. We had to get commercial equipment, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so the cost to open that was considerable. Okay, now that we've transitioned and we moved into a facility that allows us to not necessarily make panini sandwiches and gelato ice cream, but we do snacks, candies, and those types of products, now it is actually considerably less, okay, because we don't have to have tables and chairs. We don't have to have the enormous insurance to operate a brick and mortar in comparison to the type of facility that we have now. So those are 2 extra things to keep in mind about the cost factors. And I would literally say they're 3/4 or even more less. And in some instances, it could be even up to almost 80% cheaper based on how you set up your facility. Okay, and it's just a no-brainer. have a store open 24 hours a day, a heck of a lot less on the initial investment, okay? And you can have your presence, your product, in front of the presence of millions of potential customers as opposed to just foot traffic, okay? So the last thing, a couple other things, tap into your existing customers. When you open a store on a, let's say, Etsy, or you go on an eBay, or you go on an Amazon, Bonanza, whatever it may be, even Walmart.com or Jet.com now, you can sell your products through these websites. You can actually open a store and tap into their existing monthly users on their website, and it is amazing what they can do for your business, okay? You're already tapping into existing customers. You don't, right out of the bat, you don't have to advertise to local people, okay? Because a lot of local advertising, if you do the old-fashioned in the mailbox type of thing, that's a huge waste of money, waste of time, waste of resources, and you're not going to get even close to the amount of customers you're going to get if you're online, okay? It could be started from almost anywhere. Online businesses don't necessarily have to have a stagnant address. You don't have to have a type of brick and mortar address, okay? There are some people that are utilizing the concept of drop shipping that are never even warehousing or never even touching product, and they have a laptop and they are all over the planet traveling, and they never have to do anything. They never have to do anything in the sense of making a product. They can have it private labeled, and they can have it shipped away, they can have the orders fulfilled. So that's something you can think about as well, okay? You can literally start it, as long as you have access to the internet, you have access to a business. It's just mind-boggling. It's amazing. Lastly, the reach is global. And like I just said a few minutes ago, of course, you have the ability to literally, just in the U.S. alone, if you're not even shipping internationally, you online right now, I think it was about 60 or 70% is the statistic on the amount of people who have access to the internet. And the amount of those people that are shopping and buying things is pretty high as well. So you're tapping into millions upon millions of customers literally just setting up a store or having a presence with a website or a blog or a Shopify store, and you can tap into Facebook. There's just so many ways that you can begin a store on a fraction of the budget. So that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about really quick. I had a question in regards to this from one of my viewers, just kind of asking about what would be the benefits of having an online business compared to a brick and mortar. That is my top five, my personal top five, and I say that because I've experienced this. I've opened up a brick and mortar, and I've seen the type of traffic. And I now have a business that's been online now for close to about eight or nine years, and there's no comparison, okay? If you have a brick and mortar and you want to expand your business and then have a presence online, that is great too. That's fine. I'm not telling anybody, if you're watching, if you have a brick and mortar business, I'm not going to tell you to close your doors tomorrow and that being online is a magic key, because some people just don't understand the shift getting online and having a business, because it operates much differently, okay? You're not necessarily face-to-face with your customers, and there's a lot of other aspects. So keep it in mind, the top five here. If you're contemplating, if you're on the fence about a business and you really want to open up a store, think it through and think about where you're locating it and think about all these things here and then compare that to being online. So I hope that video helps you out really quick. It's 8 minutes of amazing information. So guys, like my video, give me a thumbs up. If you don't, do give me a thumbs down. That's fine. If you have anybody that you know, of course, that could benefit from my videos or my channel, please do let them know. Thank you very much, guys.